Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So, is this on?
There is no one, no man, living or dead, that contains the power of the dark side.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of What's Wrong with the WWE. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano.
Your brother!
What's going on?
From the same mother.
Oh yeah, not like Dean Ambrose and Reigns, those phonies.
That's right.
They call each other brother more than we call each other brother.
Hey, you Reigns, you're a brother from a different mother and father.
And different aunts and uncles,
everything.
And we have different cousins and everything, so yeah. And joining us after a two-month absence,
woo,
this is on. Drew, the Russian Bear.
Boom.
Light.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey,
how's it going? Yeah.
Hey.
And yes, we did this because we knew Rusev was returning.
Yeah. Well, also, Drew Light has been out with bronchitis ever since he 69 Buff Bagwell.
How was that, by the way? He was buff, and I gave him the stuff. And by stuff, I mean affection bordering on love.
Okay. It was yes.
Nice. It was a strange and heartbreaking affair.
And he's like, that'll cost you extra.
That was great.
The real reason I was out is I had my genitals completely replaced. Mostly with shredded newspaper.
Oh, okay. With better genitals?
Yeah. Better genitals.
Just, it's mostly shredded newspaper and some crackers.
Yeah. It is quite the coincidence that right... It was quite the coincidence that your last show was right after someone donated 69 cents just so that you had to 69 Buff Bagwell.
I appreciate that.
Oh, I can't do the show anymore, guys. Oh.
I appreciate that. Now, if you can only donate enough money to get the herpes medication that I need.
Nice.
To,
how much is
that?
Jeez.
I don't know.
Can only imagine.
$1 billion.
No.
Yeah.
So start donating.
No.
Yeah. So I just want to start off by saying this is the weirdest Raw I've seen in a long time, maybe since we started this podcast. I mean, the whole show is like, what is happening? Every segment made no sense.
None.
No sense whatsoever. And they didn't even bother to explain it.
You know, I don't like taking a lot of notes. I'll do my awards and stuff.
Yeah.
But usually I like to kind of look at it and then kind of react to what Andrew says. But
yes.
I have so many notes.
No, yeah. I didn't
write
more,
too. I
want to
forget all these things I wanted to say.
Yeah, I didn't write a ton of notes, but I wrote far more than I typically do when I've come on this show.
So much to talk about.
Yeah.
Yes. The Authority starts the show. You know, again, I'm tired of the Authority angle, but I could handle it if it's just Triple H. Like, the last few weeks, it was just Triple H. Stephanie was doing something else, and he was at Survivor Series, so I was like, I could handle Triple H. I just can't handle Stephanie. She's the worst.
Stephanie apparently was backpacking through Europe.
Yeah.
I follow her on Instagram. It was like every European city.
Well, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, she should have stayed
herself,
there.
I guess. No.
She should have stayed there. Yes, please.
Stay there.
Yeah. They need to have like a WWE Europe league,
she's
and she can just
to,
stay there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this is how she starts the show. She stole my line.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Monday Night Raw!
Hey, everybody.
Hey, everyone.
And welcome to...
Stole my line.
What was funny, though, is before
you
that...
You listen to the show, I'm sure.
Nah, yeah, well, that's... Well,
fan.
Duh.
She's a big fan, yeah. Before that, though... She's like talking to the audience. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
She's like, oh, I never thought of that. Or she says something really
weird. Well, Triple H says something. Before that, Triple H says something, muddle something, and she goes, oh, yeah, you're right. That's I never thought of that.
Oh, I do need to pick up eggs at the grocery store.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to do doggy style, right? Yeah, yeah, for sure, Hunter. Welcome, everyone, to Monday. Yeah. So, you know, they're gloating about Sheamus, obviously, and he's, yeah. You know, Triple H says he gave Roman a second chance, but he messed up again.
He did. That's a fact.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. And Sheamus comes out, and man, I hate how that title looks on him. I really do. Yeah. How does he look like a champion and Daniel Bryan doesn't? Like, in reality, yeah, right? In terms of pushing
well,
your guys.
Well, I think it's more of a size thing than it is a what do you look like.
In terms of that. A freak face thing?
Yeah.
But again, Shawn Michaels, your greatest performer of all time, was a short guy.
Sure.
How do you...
Not as short as, like, the short
Not as short as
guys,
Brian, but...
But, yeah. Yeah, he was the first little champion. When I was growing up, I thought you had to be...
I mean, even Bret
giant.
Hart.
Hogan,
yeah,
like
yeah.
This big, larger-than-life guy. Because I never, you know, Bob Backlund isn't huge.
Right.
But I wasn't around for those days.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I would see, like, oh, Bruno Sammartino before I was born and Superstar Jimmy Graham. And then I fast forward to, like, Andre and Hulk Hogan. I'm like, okay, you got to be a giant guy to win the title.
Yeah.
Little did I know I was the same height as Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, exactly.
Because he was listed as 7 feet tall. But when Bret Hart won it and then Shawn Michaels won it, I was like, oh, anybody can win this title now. Like, you don't have to be a certain size. So.
Well, not anymore.
Talent mattered for a brief period of time.
It did. They must have just come to the conclusion that it doesn't make money unless you just get the biggest names for WrestleMania, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, again, that what killed WCW, David Arquette became champion.
Yeah.
It makes Vince becoming champion look amazing.
Yeah,
I mean,
that makes perfect sense.
Yeah. So Sheamus, you know, says, you know, everyone calls him, you look stupid. He says, who looks stupid now?
And it's still you.
I think it was funny because he was like, I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm the champion.
Yeah.
You can say whatever you want. I've got the belt on. So
that's the best way
he's laughing now.
Spin it, probably.
Yeah, yeah. No, I was like, well, that's true.
Right.
You know,
so Reigns comes out, and if you're in Reigns' shoes, you got screwed out of the title, you have to be furious, right?
Yeah,
you have to be furious.
Yeah.
Well, he comes out smiling, just, oh, I'm so happy to be here! Yeah. Like, they basically just killed your dog, and like, and you're just coming out, you know, like, let's do it, guys!
Yeah.
Do you have short-term memory? What's going on? Why the fuck are you smiling, you dipshit?
I can see the long play now with WWE, like, because... Well, the fact that they screwed him over, like, the fans were kind of starting to, like, well, if it's the Authority and Sheamus or Reigns,
we'll definitely cheer
Reigns.
Yeah.
Well, again, it's the same thing they did with Daniel Bryan. They screwed him out of the title, like, two or three times.
Yeah.
I mean, so many times. The first time was SummerSlam. Then he won it a couple months later. And then the next night on Raw, Triple H said, you cheated. You have to relinquish the title. And they did it again. Then they screwed him at Royal Rumble.
And,
oh,
you know,
so
I used to like the idea of Money in the Bank, that you can, like... kind of win the title anytime, but now I'm thinking it cheapens it. Every year, someone just goes, hey, I won this one match that had nothing to do with the championship. I will be champion now because I get to start a match with a guy who's fucking unconscious.
Yeah.
Like, it's almost like the hardcore title from 20 years ago.
No, absolutely.
Like,
it is.
Can anybody? Yeah. Gerald Briscoe won it when Crash Holly was sleeping, and he's like, she brought the
record. Yeah, that was the greatest.
Like, one, two, three. Yeah. Like, he's the champion now. Just
because...
It's that hokey now.
I think the main problem is that it was Sheamus that won it. You know,
yeah, I don't know.
Again, imagine how we were talking about
cheapen it a little bit.
I think it cheapens it because the way Sheamus did it is the only way to play it, and it's just like if you're not doing like I mean
well,
in the logic
well,
of wrestling, if you're not doing that, you're a fucking idiot,
right? Like, well, like Cena. Cena did it. He says, "You have 2 weeks." Who did he do it to? Orton, I think. I forgot who he did it to, but he was a good. He won Money in the Bank, and he goes, "Hey, Orton, you have 2 weeks." Because in 2 weeks on Raw, I'm cashing this in.
Yeah.
So he made an official match, and then Big Show came in and DQ'd, and then he didn't win.
Yeah,
it was so stupid.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, you're an idiot, Cena. I'm such a good guy.
But you said that like...
But again...
Usually they let the guy get up.
Yeah.
Like you start the match, right? You say, I'm going to cash it in. Usually I'm like, okay, hold on. Let him at least stand before you bro-kick him. But they didn't do it. He goes right for the pin because Reigns is basically...
The bell rings... And Sheamus is already pinning Reigns when the bell rings.
That would have been the fastest match of all time.
Ding, ding, ding!
the ref's like,
ding, ding, ding.
That's just how it goes.
Yeah.
You can pin an unconscious champ.
Again, he's the worst ref. He screwed Lesnar in the Taker match, and then he's screwing Reigns in that match.
I just don't like how fucking dumb the good guys are at WWE.
Yeah, right.
Like,
yeah.
If you kick out, and then now you're going against the ropes, I would have slid out of the ring and ran my ass to the back.
Well, yeah.
Count me out. I still
It's just like when the Shield or a group attacks you, and there's three of them, and there's clearly one exit. You can get out of the ring there, and you're gone. Yeah. And only the bad guys. Only the bad guys know how to do that. Ah, oh, shit, I can't exit this ring. It's so difficult. Ah, it's like a steel cage. But no, again, we were talking about at Money in the Bank when we thought Wyatt was going to climb that ladder when he screwed Reigns. Again, how great would it have been if Wyatt did it and he cashes it in by doing the dip and then again. They come and he's already in the ring with the briefcase.
Amazing.
How do you not do
you
that?
You should write for the show.
How do you not do that at the next Money in the Bank?
Finally a way to do Money in the Bank differently.
We talked about a lot of this. We had a Survivor Series recap that we recorded right after Survivor Series on Sunday night, which had, it was like our fastest to 1,000, over 1,000 downloads. So appreciate it, you guys.
Yeah.
That was pretty awesome.
Yeah, it spiked. It's getting bigger every month. It's awesome.
Yeah. Tell your friends, please.
Tell your mothers. I want your mothers to listen to this and then listen to it anymore. Yeah.
There's
so,
a lot of references to penis overall, though. I like it.
Did he say, oh, dear? Yeah. So Reigns smiling, so happy. And he wants his rematch tonight.
Tonight.
As if he's going to get it. Thinking he's going to get it. But Stephanie whips her cock out, and she's like, no dice.
No.
So there you go. First penis joke.
That word again.
Yeah. Triple H says no rematch tonight. And then Rusev super kicks Reigns. And then Stephanie does the yes chant. So that's my first.
Yeah.
What the hell's going on?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, Rusev is back. And Stephanie does the yes chant as if it's Daniel Bryan
Rusev's
in the ring.
Rusev's back helping the authority.
Yeah.
She's doing a Daniel Bryan chant.
Yeah.
Oh,
what?
Lord. Yeah.
What's
Should we
going
count
on?
WTF moments? So
Yeah.
There's two right there.
Two.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Reigns and I mean Rusev in that. We would say Reigns smiling, but he always smiles.
Yeah.
So yeah, two what the fuck moments so far. They're not even trying to make sense anymore. Triple H says, "You know, you're not gonna get your rematch tonight. I hate you. Hey, you'll get it. You'll get it in a few weeks, bro. You'll get a TLC.
If I'm Reigns, I'm like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, exactly.
No, tonight or 3 weeks, I don't give a shit. As long as I get a legitimate title shot.
Yeah.
And I'd rather win in a pay per view, not on a fucking anyway.
Exactly. I get paid more. I'll
drop in. and in the video game, your stats go up faster. So yes, I'll go from 98 to 99. Yeah. So Stephanie then says Reigns will face Rusev tonight in the main events. And then our first match is...
Well, hold on a minute.
Yeah?
Don't you dare not talk about another Undertaker segment where they freaking recap the 25
year
thing.
Right.
I get it. Enough of it.
Oh, my gosh.
They've been showing this. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did see it.
They've been showing this nonstop for like a month and a half.
Yeah.
Like, they'll show it four times on Raw. Like, don't forget, he's been doing this for 25 years. Yeah, we know. We're two of the biggest Undertaker marks in the history of the company.
Seriously.
For sure. And we're tired of him.
Yeah.
Let him go away.
Well, no, I was going to ask if they were showing this because he was going away or something, but...
Right. You think so.
Yeah. Eventually.
I don't know. God,
It's almost like when the plane starts its descent. You're like, oh, yeah, I got to shut down my shit. Oh, we got another 25
minutes. Well, so Jim Ross, who's really good friends with Taker, like, earlier this year, you know, he said, well, looks like WrestleMania 32 will be his last WrestleMania. And now he's like, I don't think so. I think he's going to keep going now, it seems like. It's just like, he's going to be Mickey Rourke in The Wrestler and just die in the ring.
Yeah.
Like, I thought Ric Flair was going to die in the ring.
Yeah.
And luckily he got
out.
It
could still happen.
It still could happen, you know.
Yeah.
Charlotte! Woo! You know, something like that. But yeah, so... God, yeah, it's ridiculous. So, we have the Dudley Boys versus Bray Wyatt and Luke Harper.
Yeah.
And Wyatt and Harper win in a boring match. You know, I think Strowman distracts them, and they win. And then they beat up the Dudleys some more. So it looks like they're going to do a feud with the Dudleys?
What's the point of the Dudleys at this time?
I know, exactly.
Like, why are they there?
Like, they should just be Jericho and just be on house shows. Because you be on Raw and losing, it's just like, that's not the Dudley boys.
It's
they don't
not,
just lose
why
every
are they
week.
Even there?
So they've just come out and lost every
yeah.
match.
Kind of.
When they first
they
came back, they were like...
matches.
Yeah, when they first came
they
back, they had...
losing them.
They had like, three championship them. Matches for the tag titles and lost every one. Well, they won, but it was DQ, but...
They always do that shit when they bring back... some like long gone.
But these guys are still performers,
anticipated.
Though.
Yeah. I know, but they've done it before, and then they bring someone back, they build them up, and then they're like, you know what? Just
and they
fuck
piss
them.
On it.
Yeah.
Fuck you, fans.
Yeah. Why can't they beat the New Day for a month and the New Day wins it right back? I understand why you have to have New Day as champion, but I mean, they've been hyping the 10 times we're going to be the tag champions 10 times. It's not going to happen now. You know, I don't know. So our next match. Is Mick Foley's favorite match of the night. Sasha Banks versus Becky Lynch.
Yep.
And
doesn't that look like a cartoon? Like I was watching a cartoon.
Yeah.
Very colorful hair.
Yeah.
Colorful
it was, yeah.
outfits.
Right.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
these are two divas that could actually wrestle.
I thought this was a good match.
Good divas match.
It was 4 minutes long, but it was good. Team Bad cheats, and Sasha wins by pulling the tights. Again, it's a good match, but I hate when... it seems like 90% of the divas matches ends with pulling the tights.
Yeah. No,
and where's Charlotte? When her friend's getting beat up, isn't she part of the submission sorority? Like, why?
Exactly.
She a heel now because she's not helping because she's too good to help her friend. Sorry, I'm the champ now.
Right.
I can't help you. Heel Charlotte.
The C stands for cunt.
Yeah. You.
Oh my gosh! If you guys haven't seen the night before the new Seth Rogen Christmas movie, there's a scene where he yells cunt, and it's the funniest part.
Yeah,
great.
He's like yelling at his unborn baby on his phone. It's great. It's amazing. So yeah. She wins by pulling the tights. And then Paige talks to Michael Cole from the Titantron.
Yeah, that
which
was
is another
bizarre.
What the fuck moment.
Really three. Bizarre.
It makes no sense. Paige says Charlotte cheated because her arms were underneath the ropes. Take a look at the footage. I've never seen where that's ever been an issue.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand that it is, but that's
well, if
the only time
submitted, like I can see like where it would be
not
the person causing the submission just because they're kind of under the ropes.
Yeah. But the only
if
time that's
them for leverage,
the only time I've seen that happen is in the video game. Only the video game has ever acknowledged it until.
And that's what fans really want. They want no wrestling. They want to watch a diagram of like some boring obscure rule pointed out. Like,
oh look there! Look, you see your elbows?
It was literally like circled.
Let's zoom in. Let's use special technology to see it.
Yeah.
So stupid. And that gets her a rematch. That evidence.
For the title.
Gets her a rematch.
Well, they knew they'd be sued if they didn't.
They should show
bad guys are in charge.
They should show
get good shit like that.
They should show a segment where Triple H watched it. He's like, "Oh fuck, I guess you got a rematch." Like, that would have been great.
I won't stand for this.
Yeah. So then the New Day comes out and they're having a country music tag team open challenge or something like that.
You know, it just made me giggle.
Yeah, it did.
Like, they're just so silly, and it's funny.
They come out riding, like, toy unicorns. Like
pink little horsey things. Yeah, unicorns.
And then Big E says, yippee-ki-yay, mother, and then Kofi stops him.
Yeah. Kind of funny, too. Yeah.
And then...
Kofi's got a dickhead, or what is that? He's got a unicorn head.
Yeah.
Dickhead. I call
that's,
him a dickhead.
That's what they call him,
I don't know. New Day, when I saw, like, I appreciate that they're funny and goofy, and I kind of feel like I should like them, but it just feels like they're trying so hard to be goofy that after a while I was like, all right, let's go.
If you watch them every week, you'd have a better appreciation for them.
Probably.
They grew on us.
Yeah, they grew on us.
Now, their segment before their Survivor Series match was bad because it went on for too long.
Yeah.
But I liked when they made fun of country music because
that was funny.
I hate country music.
Yeah.
And then Kofi even says, this isn't my character talking.
Yeah, that was really funny.
I really hate country music.
That was really good. Yeah. I mean, I didn't. They did get my best line of the night, but I don't know. Yeah, I just felt
save
like they
it.
Were.
Save it.
No, I'm saving it.
Save it.
But I just. They were just.
Save it for me.
Trying really hard, and it went on a little too long, I thought.
Yeah.
I appreciate that they have a sense of humor.
Yeah.
Because no one else does.
Right. No one. And then the Lucha Kara's come out.
Good. And, hey, let's go with that.
And Kalisto speaks.
Yes.
He speaks.
And really doesn't have a whole lot of an accent. It's almost like a it's like a broken English, but kind of more English than Spanish.
And then he tries to get this chant going that doesn't work. Nu, de run.
Then.
Nu, de run. Classic.
Kara talks.
Yes.
Through his mask, and it sounds like this. He's like, and I'll tell you this, new day. We're going to come in there and try to beat you.
You are?
We're going to try and beat you tonight. What the fuck? Like, we can't hear him at all.
Yeah. It's like Nacho Libre, the movie.
Right.
Yeah. Like, everyone's talking through their mask.
I want to get paid to lose.
What an underestimated, underrated movie.
Best.
So good.
Oh, my God. I love it.
Like, Napoleon Dynamite got old after a while. It's like, But that's really good. I still like that.
Same director. That's why he made that reference.
Yes. So the Usos then come out.
Yeah.
And they also want a title shot, as well as the Sin Dragons.
Whoa, so, wait. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Oh, my
whoa,
God.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
And then Xavier's like,
them.
Stop.
I counted them.
Xavier's like, stop, stop, because really, it's really bad.
My ears are bleeding.
Yeah. Yeah.
On the 12th or 13th one.
Yes. So then he's laughing because, you know, they're friends in real life. So he's like going over the top. And then, like, you can see like whatever the fuck Uso, whatever twin it was laughing. And they're like, and, you know, like, because they're looking at their friends or whatever.
Yeah.
So then New Day says the open challenge has been canceled. And then the Usos and Lucha fuckers kick the New Day's ass. And that's where the segment ends.
And there's no match.
And there's no match.
Yeah.
I guess that'll be the TLC.
If
match.
I were the Lucha Caras, I'd be pissed off at the Usos. Like, we were here first.
Yeah, exactly.
We had an open challenge.
We were most likely going
title
to have
shot.
A match.
Oh, I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you through your mask, idiot.
Yeah.
Right.
So then next, we have pretty amazing match.
Great match.
You have the British sensation or whatever. The man gravity forgot. The superhero, the purple nurple, Neville. Versus the world's oldest man.
The world's oldest slam.
Yes. So
here comes what the fuck number four.
Yeah.
At the end of this match. Can we just fast forward to that? Yeah,
no.
Please?
No. Because, no, there's more. So in the beginning of the match, Mark Henry headbutts Neville three times, feels bad about it, and then helps him up, and then Neville cheap shots Mark Henry.
Yeah.
So Henry throws Neville out of the ring, and then this is how the match ends. Like 30 seconds later, Neville kicks Henry in the head, hits the red arrow. Henry kicks out of the pin.
Kicks out of it.
But for some reason, Neville gets the win.
Yeah, he totally kicked out on a two count.
I slowed it down.
Four.
It was a total kick out.
Yes.
Yeah.
He kicked out on like 2.3. Not even 2.5.
And the ref's like, bring the bell.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing it was supposed to be kicks out on three, but why?
I guess it's supposed to be he's so strong that he barely beat him.
Yeah, they can't.
Kind of kick out.
But
I don't know.
Kicked out way too early.
I don't get
why
it.
Is
that's when Hogan kicked out of when he lost to the Warrior, and he kicked out on four.
But
like, to
Hogan,
be like, oh, you just beat me, bro.
Yeah, but Hogan always did that. He would always kick out at 3.5 or whatever.
Right. Well, say always. He didn't lose for 5
right.
years.
Yeah.
So when he's like, I got to pass the torch to this fucking guy.
Yeah.
All right, but I'm kicking out on 3.1.
Yeah.
As soon as you hit that third one, I'm kicking out. You know, it's funny. I do that in almost every Doomsday match.
Well, we wait like 2 seconds, and then we go, oh, as a joke, whatever.
I'm up.
Yeah.
Match is over.
That's a comedy show.
I'm still not clear why it's called the Red Arrow. Is that like a reference to a dog's dick or something? Like, why is it?
Yeah, the Red Rocket.
Yeah.
Like, well, so that's great.
He doesn't wear anything red. Well, he doesn't wear anything red.
No. So South Park did that episode a long time ago where Cartman jerks off the dog, and he calls it Red Rocket. So then when J.J. Watt called Andy Dalton, like, the red... Oh, what did he call
no,
him?
No, that's from the movie... that's from the Christmas Story.
What?
The Red
what,
Rifle.
What J.J. Watt called Red Rifle. Yeah. But then people at 610, at the radio job I work at, they couldn't remember that it was Red Rifle, so they said Red Rocket a few times.
Oh my God.
And then I had callers call in and be like, can you tell them what Red Rocket
is? But why would they say Red Rocket? Like, you don't go, he was so bad, he was a rocket. Like, that's complimenting him. You have to say he's like a red BB gun. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
Anyway.
So they couldn't remember. Yeah, that was funny.
You're so weak. You're like a rocket.
Yeah. So, yeah, Mark Henry kicks out. That's the fourth WTF.
Yep.
And then
woo!
Mark Henry then shakes Neville's hand.
Four horsemen.
Mark Henry then shakes Neville's hand and then doesn't turn heel? What the hell is going on?
Yeah.
Well, they preface that match with, like, Mark Henry was on Twitter saying that Neville is the future of the company. And just like,
yeah.
So there's already no tension in this match.
No, even when Neville's coming in, Mark Henry's like, yeah.
I can't wait.
This is going to be fun. He's a good guy, man.
It's going to be fun. Yeah, they're about to play basketball, one-on-one game.
Just
like
a friendly exhibition match.
Yeah, game of chess. Hey, guys.
Friendly exhibition.
Yeah. Why don't we just stick to...
Although it really meant nothing, so it might as well be
an
exhibition match.
But you knew the minute they said that, the minute they talked about that, you knew that match was going to end in a handshake.
Yeah.
And I just hate that shit.
Yeah.
I know.
So, like as if Mark Henry's the guy that's going to push your career forward by sending a tweet.
Now you're in the big time.
Oh, man. Mark Henry?
You beat Mark Henry, then you made him your bitch when you shook his hand.
Yeah. So then Stardust has a promo. So Stardust is talking about his bro because all of a sudden Goldust is back, but it's not a big deal for some reason.
Yeah,
and then all of a sudden Titus O'Neil is standing next to him. He's like, "Goldust, my brother!" Wah! And then Titus O'Neil is just standing there, and then he barks at him, and then leaves. Like, what is happening? WTF number
five? Yeah, it's five.
Are you sure?
No.
Because the Neville had two.
Okay, then six.
Six?
Yeah, if Neville had two, then six.
Yeah. So, oh my gosh. And then, right after it ends, he barks at him, the segment ends, it fades out. This is what Michael Cole says, and I agree.
What was that we just saw?
Yeah. Yeah.
What was that? Yeah, exactly.
What the fuck,
yeah. What
Michael,
the fuck,
you just
man.
Made fun of your own production.
Yeah, he probably wrote that skit. You know? Yeah. So then we have Stardust and the Ascension versus, which doesn't, that group doesn't make sense, but you know what makes less
never
sense?
Pushing them. They're not
actual
faction.
You know, like Stardust and Ascension, they don't mix well together. You know what doesn't even make more sense? It's Goldust with the primetime players.
Right.
Oh my gosh. And it should be a much bigger deal when Stardust and Goldust are fighting against each other.
Yeah.
Because they're actually brothers.
They're actually brothers.
And they just act as if they don't even know each other.
Right.
Yeah. Like, it's Goldust and Stardust. Yeah, they're just
two
guys.
And they have complementary gimmicks.
Yes, exactly. And the only contact we get from these two guys is Goldust clothesline Stardust over the ropes. That's all the contact. Unless you're saving it for a big match, but we've already had this feud.
We've already done this. Nobody cares.
So, yeah. And then Titus hits the Clash of Titus on Connor for the win.
There's
on
no
Connor!
Reason. There's no reason to have Goldust and Primetime win that match.
No.
Give Stardust and the Ascension, what are they called?
The Cosmic Wasteland.
Give them a fucking...
I'm sad I know that.
No, Andrew made that up.
No, I did not.
No, he didn't. Exactly.
I was going to say, I wouldn't be surprised either way.
But I mean, give them a win. Why not give them a win there and start pushing them a little bit?
I don't understand.
I'd be okay with you pushing them. Let's just see where it goes.
Yeah.
I would totally be okay with that, wouldn't you?
Why form them?
Goldust used to have world title matches.
Sure.
Now, he never won, but he had title matches, like for the championship against Stone Cold.
Fun fact.
And Stardust can't get anything.
Fun fact, during Shawn Michaels' first title reign, when I went to a house show when I was in college and ripped some of his hair out, his match was against the biggest heel in the company, Goldust.
Goldust.
Yeah. Funny story. Fun fact.
Fun fact.
Fun fact.
Yeah.
Fun fact, ladies and gents.
Nice. Good times. Good times.
Oh, my gosh. So... Drew, you watched this on Hulu again.
Yeah.
And they kept all this out, the Stardust.
They cut
stuff.
That out. I feel like their Hulu broadcast is an admission of guilt, where they're just like, 3 hours is too long.
Yeah, exactly.
We know it's too long.
Two hours?
It's an hour and a half.
Hour and a half raw?
That's the best way to watch
so
it.
So fucking jealous of that.
Yeah, it's really, they so cut lucky. Out all the horse shit.
This is bullshit.
Yeah, you only have to put up an hour and a half of bullshit.
They know it's bullshit. Otherwise, they wouldn't edit down that broadcast.
Right.
Yeah. That'd be great if Stardust watches it on Hulu. Fuck! Like, he cheat checks Hulu every week. Yeah. I'm always kept out of Hulu!
Yeah.
What is the deal? So next we have Del Rio and Zeb Coulter's State of the Union address. The State of the Union for Mex America. Because that's their new gimmick.
I like that.
I'll take WTF7 there.
Yeah,
because you know what they said?
Well,
we're closing our borders. So I'm sorry, there's only fucking
two
of you?
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly what I thought.
Closing your borders?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So only Zeb and Del Rio are citizens. At least they have each other.
Yeah.
You think Del Rio hops on Zeb's scooter and rides them?
They don't even like each other. They can barely look at each other.
Yeah,
why
so
are we
weird.
In this freaking thing together?
Yeah. Coulter says, y'all are a bunch of haters. Del Rio speaks Spanish, and then Coulter translates. And then this is where Zeb fucks up. This is great.
You know, what is that old saying? What is that old saying? You can take you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him think exactly.
You can't make him think?
You can't make him think? That should be the reason why he's doing this, is that he's senile and he doesn't know who he is anymore. And then, Jack Swagger has to come out and electroshock therapy him or something. Oh, he got you.
You know, at this point in the show, I was very depressed.
Yeah.
Thankfully, I'm going to have the best meal of the fucking year in a couple of days.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I might have cut my wrist.
And you know what?
I was like this. I was like, should I? No. My wife is cooking this year. She's fantastic.
And you know what's, great is you can watch SmackDown while you eat that meal.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, we can.
Thank God.
And pray to God you choke on it.
Every time I think of how it's on Thursday, now I think of Adam Rose take off the light bulb. Thursday.
What are you going to say? No.
Thursday.
Yeah, yeah. It should be Thursday, but you'll never see me there.
Not me.
I'm on Tuesday on Main Event.
I'm on Sunday? Is that when it's on? When is Main Event on?
Main Event's on Tuesday.
They
film it the same night as SmackDown,
sure.
But Main Event airs live, and then they film SmackDown.
Main Event is a live show?
Yeah, it's a live show on on the network.
Are we recording this?
It's on the network.
It's not on regular TV anymore.
So they film...
Main Event used to be.
No. That was their network selling point.
Well, then USA replays it, or Universal, that channel that's Universal, they must replay it, because I've seen it on TV before.
Yeah.
Joey was watching
it. It's only an hour.
Yeah.
But they film it live, then they film SmackDown, they tape SmackDown right after it.
Right.
So that's it. So then Jack Swagger finally comes out. Never thought I'd say that. Swagger insults Zeb, and then Del Rio's like, shut up! Don't say anything about him! Like, he really goes crazy on
him. He's my father!
Yeah, seriously. Like, did you just talk about your mom? What's going on? He's like, shut up, you stupid American.
Three pay-per-view matches between these two.
Oh, yeah. Shut up, you stupid American. And then Swagger and Del Rio get face-to-face, but Del Rio backs off and scoots away with Zeb. Yeah. And then Swagger says, Zeb, I want you to hear this. And then he does the We the People chant with the crowd. And I'm pretty sure every single person in that crowd yelled We the People. It was the loudest pop of the night, I think.
Yeah.
It was so loud.
Jesus.
Like, people must, you know, they like Swagger, or they at least like that line.
For those of you who can't see in the booth right now, Joe's disappointment is so palpable.
Yeah.
I'm pissed.
You look like...
I'm ready to fucking fight.
Oh, man. Yeah. So, next up, this should cheer you up. This should cheer you up, because we got a title match next.
You know what? I'm you guys talk about it.
All right, bye, Joe.
I need water.
He's gone. He needs water. He literally left.
He's going to angrily jerk off.
Hey, lock the door.
Yeah.
So next up we have Paige versus Charlotte for the Divas Championship, as Lillian Garcia likes to say.
Yeah. This was pretty dull.
Oh my, it starts with a girl fight. They just slap each other as if they're on a reality show. Like, that's right. Yeah, like, is this a taping of Total Divas?
Yeah.
Is this the premiere? And you know what's even sad? It's even though it started with a slap fight, Joe's back. How's it going?
Are we on rumors yet?
No. Shit. Not even close. It starts with a slap fight, and then it turns out this was actually a better match than their Survivor Series match. Survivor Series match was nothing but submission holds.
Yeah, well, this was close to that.
It was, but they at least did more moves.
Well, the bitch slapping, that's what we're on?
Yeah.
I'm depressed again.
Yeah. So it ends with a double count out, because Paige apparently doesn't want to win the title. She doesn't care.
Yeah, she made that happen.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you're not going to win the title if you have a double count out.
Yes. She kind of runs back towards the ring.
And I would make that.
Then when she knows it's at the end, she's just like, "Nah, fuck it."
Yeah,
that's got to be
eight. That's eight. Yeah.
Why the
sure.
fuck would you not want to win the title that you
said
you live for this title?
That'd have been a good moment. That'd have been a shitty match that redeemed itself at the end if she tricked Charlotte out of the ring, she got her counted out.
So now for the second time, Paige puts Charlotte in the PTO on the announce table,
Which
Rusev did to Cena. And then so she starts to do it, and then Cole says, "Oh my God, guys, not on the table." like, but he's serious.
Why does it hurt worse?
Why does it hurt worse?
It's still a flat surface.
Why
to
the
do a move
fuck
to?
Would you do a submission hold? Yeah.
And actually, this
table.
Is a hold where none of Charlotte's body is actually touching the hard ground anyway.
No,
she's lifting her up.
You know what I really wanted to happen,
like,
and maybe
see?
Maybe more for Rusev and Cena because they're guys, and that. But then it would be funnier. But if she's doing the submission and all of a sudden, you know, how sometimes the tables just collapse. Yeah. It just collapses. Charlotte just goes. Face first, like,
oh,
yeah.
That would have been great.
That would have been
like,
hilarious.
Does that move hurt more if it's slightly above sea level?
Exactly.
Like, what difference does it
make?
No,
but it's the
make?
Same
like,
higher ground.
But it's the same.
I've got to take
but
you to that, higher ground.
Isn't that lower than the ring?
It's lower than the ring. It's like, it's harder for the audience to see it, even. Why?
Like, the only thing, no oh, it looks cooler, maybe, but it's
kinda,
not more devastating.
Yeah, not
I think really. That's what they're going for. It just looks cooler.
She only threw one of the three monitors away, too.
I noticed that, too.
We're not going to be the whole table.
Yeah. I don't need one.
Girls.
We don't have time to fix this shit. Yeah. Maybe that's what triggers the table to break, is you pull the last monitor out.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Anyway, like, rumors.
Not yet.
No, not yet.
Half a show left. So, yeah, Charlotte awkwardly cries again while she gets the PTO. It's so weird. Yeah. Charlotte always cries. Yeah. It's even when you're not talking about her dead brother.
Oh.
So then next segment.
Last week.
Yeah.
Talking about her dead brother. I don't want to get into it.
I don't want to get into it. It
makes me upset. But
yeah, you know, do you not know about that?
Angle where, like, she had a brother who died.
Oh, like in real life.
Yeah.
Reed, and they, like, brought it up.
Paige she says,
like, I guess you won't Christ. Quit like your brother did.
Oh yeah, she goes, God. Your little baby brother didn't have much fight in him, did he? And then,
holy fuck.
And no, that's fought. What we said. Like, when I saw it, I was like, holy shit. I yelled for my fiance. Curly he doesn't even watch wrestling.
Line,
Ric Flair, like, cried at home. Like, he didn't know they were going to do that, he said.
What, are you seriously?
Yeah. And her mother was really pissed. She went on Twitter, and she can't tweet well, but she tried, and she was really pissed about it.
Ric Flair's fourth wife? Fifth wife.
Something like that. Yeah. One of those. So are we up to seven now? Is the God PTO damn. On the table eight?
Eight.
Okay, eight. So Heath Slater's in the ring.
Nine.
Immediately. Immediately. That's nine.
And he refers to himself for the first time in 4 years as the one man band.
Yes, yeah. What is happening?
That's why when we see Justin Turner, when we were in the Mets from the playoffs against the Dodgers, he looks just like him. Like, oh, playing third base, the one man band.
So Slater's here to play guitar for everyone because they're in... Nashville. Where they're Nashville.
Oh, yeah.
Which, it's better than last time, because last time they're in Nashville, Ryback did his Elvis impersonation.
Oh, jeez.
Which my scars are still healing from that. But what's worse than Heath Slater playing guitar? Ryback. Ryback coming out. And Slater hits RVD and Goldberg's Love Child with the guitar.
Yep.
But it has no effect.
Yep.
And Ryback eats Slater. And he actually gets a huge pop.
Yeah.
Which really makes me sad, because that just means he has to stay around another week. They're it's like, when are they going to throw this guy in the dumpster?
He raises his two fucking meat hooks.
Yeah.
Brings him down. Everyone has to say,
feed me more. Hey. He should really just say, I'm still here.
Yeah.
I'm still here.
Hold on. We got to think of something that the fans can start saying, like, you suck, or John Cena sucks. What can we think that's three syllables?
Like, you suck dick.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. That'd be good. You are bad. You
well, they used to just call him Goldberg. You'd come out and they'd be like, Goldberg. No Goldberg. And he'd be like, no.
Please eat shit.
Go away.
Yeah, yeah. Go away.
Yes, that was.
Everyone is injured. This is all they have.
It's really amazing how. But Ryback hasn't done anything for like a few weeks, like a month now. So every week he just randomly comes out and beats someone up and leaves. You're the biggest bully in the company, and you claim I hate bullies.
His gimmick is he hates bullies.
Yeah, you're such an asshole. Bully. So then we have. Tag match.
You're gonna sing a song? You little band geek nerd? You little fucking band geek nerd? I'm gonna crush your face for no reason. What does Heath Slater say to him? He's like, oh, hey, Ryback, I'm just playing my guitar.
Entertaining the audience.
Just trying to entertain
you know what they should have did?
No, don't hurt me!
You know what they should have did?
You're right.
Since Ryback did his Elvis impersonation, have Heath Slater play the guitar and Ryback does his Elvis impersonation.
Oh.
Yeah.
At least that would have been something.
Yeah. At least we would have had a worse moment locked in.
Oh, we do. We'll get there soon. Yeah. So Ziggler, it's Dolph Ziggler and Dean Ambrose versus Kevin Owens and Tyler Breeze.
Sure.
None of them get an intro.
None of them.
No,
yeah,
intro.
It just started in the fucking ring, yeah.
No intro.
And now we're back. This match. Go.
Here's go. Four guys that you all care about, but we don't.
Yeah, exactly. Here's three of the biggest guys in the company that they're like the three fan favorites.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, in the match, Ziggler's wearing his T-shirt that says, Z, you know, DZ or whatever. And then Owens yells at him, cut off shirts are my thing, Ziggler. So that was kind of funny while he's, like, beating him up.
Yeah.
And then Ambrose dives at Breeze, like, from inside the ring to outside the ring. And he goes, like, literally goes head first into the barricade.
Crushed his neck.
Yeah.
Yeah, that had to be painful.
I'm waiting to hear he's out. Is he out? Is that coming up?
No, he's not out. He fought on SmackDown. He fought on SmackDown. We'll talk about that later.
Oh, okay.
Ambrose gets the win after hitting dirty deeds on Breeze.
Hmm.
So Breeze is, like, 1-2 at this point, I guess.
Sure.
Yeah.
Keep track of those NXT guys.
So then...
Yeah.
We have a backstage segment with JBL, El Torito, and Mark Henry.
Ten.
What the fuck?
This one should count as three, I think.
It's
a triple what the fuck moment. You got it.
I have to play it.
Oh,
I have to. I wasn't going to, but
I'm not going to listen so
really,
I can save my... And don't be really
I love Max, okay? But it's my turn to order, so how about we order Tex this time?
El Torito shakes his head no.
Democracy. I get a vote, too. We had Max last time. It was awesome. But this time we ordered Tex.
Are you guys still arguing about what we're going to eat?
Yeah, I'm what is hungry. Tex,
no, we're agreed. Right, amigo? We're in Tex.
I'm hungry.
Okay, Mark, what do you think? Tex or Max?
Tex. Max. Tex. Max.
And then he's dreaming.
He's dreaming about cowboy boots. And then here he comes, JBL Torito. It's El Torito just as JBL coming out to the ring and everyone's cheering him. And El Torito's dancing. And then a Carl's Jr. burger pops up on the screen. The logo shows up on the screen. And then all of a sudden, there's a guy standing next to Mark Henry with Carl's Jr.
Mark Henry's burger assistant.
And then Mark Henry grabs the burger and walks away, doesn't even take a bite out of it.
Hey, Drew.
Yeah.
Tex or Mex?
Well, since Tex is not an actual food, like, what the fuck is that?
Well, let's go Tex. Anyway, anybody know what the fuck that is?
What's your favorite Texican restaurant? I don't
know what... Let's eat Texas tonight.
Yeah.
Honey, you want American? You want Mexican? Chinese? I want Texas! Hey, good.
Hey, my retarded wife.
Daddy, I want...
I
want
Texas is a food.
Daddy, I want Mexican!
Are you a terrorist? Piece of shit. Oh, what the fuck was that? So we're at 10 now, right?
10.
Oh, what in the motherfucking fuck?
One of those stupid commercials.
Yeah.
The ones that they're reading now,
right.
Like Howard Stern.
Yes.
I gotta read my own commercials. People listen to them.
Yeah. It's not radio. It's not even a commercial. It's during the show. Again, back to the Sonic Shakes. I still love that skit.
Oh, my God.
Or, you know, I love it in a bad way.
Yeah, it's so good it's bad. Like,
I love my strawberry shake. I love the peanut butter one. Strawberry, peanut butter. And then Big Show comes out with 10. He's like, I love all of them.
Yeah. Oh. Isn't another one like, well, what do we do for a food commercial? Well, bring out the fattest guy with fucking hanging around.
Well,
diabetes.
But it's like, you know when Wendy's ran their ad campaign with the real Wendy and she's like, hey, guys, it's me, Wendy. And she was really fat and huge. And then they're like, oh, that's not going to work.
Trust me, it's me.
We can't.
I used to be a cute kid. Really, I was.
Then I ate myself every day.
I ate at every Wendy's every day.
And then they had to get a hot skinny chick to be the new Wendy.
Yeah.
And now it works.
Yeah.
And I wonder why.
Again.
So,
America.
It's a great country.
America, baby.
So now we have the main event, and it's one we've seen at least 8 times this year, but it's been a few months, so give him that.
Yeah.
Roman Reigns versus the Bulgarian Brute, who's now engaged to Lana for no reason.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
I was waiting for her to come out, and I was like, are they just going to bring her out as a heel again, just out of nowhere? I would have been so fucking
mad. Out of nowhere? Did you say out of nowhere?
Yeah.
Because the match starts, and Cole says Reigns got brogue kicked. Take a listen. This is how the match starts. This is what Cole says.
Reigns is frustrated too, John, after everything he'd been through. Think about what he's been through over the past year. To finally climb the mountain, realize his lifelong dreams, win the championship. You're in the ring, you're clutching the title. You realize your life's about to change. There's confetti flying all over the place. Pyrotechnics explosions going on. And then, from out of nowhere, you're broke-kicked.
Watching gay porn in the background.
So, from out of nowhere. Then, what's the next thing Cole says?
Earlier tonight when Roman Reigns confronted Sheamus and the Authority from out of nowhere, I don't even know where he came from. Rusev stuck up from behind and kicked Roman Reigns in the face.
Yeah, so two out of nowhere.
From out of nowhere.
Then at the end of the match, Barrett hits Reigns with a bullhammer.
No way.
I think this is called the turkey in bowling.
This is called the shit sandwich. Oh, my God.
Three for three, you piece of shit. Three times in 5 minutes.
Man,
that's four. But yeah.
Thanks, Cole. Thanks a lot.
Blech.
Oh, gosh. So.
Ah, Jim Ross.
So I guess they were thinking, like, you know, lack of talent. We need a new stable. Let's just put all the foreign guys on one team.
Right.
And we'll call them the Euros.
Right.
That's currency in Europe.
Right.
What?
The Europeans, maybe, but not the Euros.
Yeah. Right. What?
Yep.
So then Barrett grabs a chair, but stupidly throws it in the ring first where Reigns is, so that Reigns can just grab it and hit Barrett with it. And then Reigns goes off on Rusev with the chair.
Yep.
So I was like, and he just really goes off very heelish with the chair. And then even Sheamus gets one.
Yep.
And the end.
That's it. Yeah. Credits.
Credits.
I think that's 11. I mean, that's, you got to put a what the fuck in there right somewhere.
Just what the fuck.
11.
The show. 11.
Weirdest Raw of all time.
Yeah. Rusev did that. He did a really good heel kick, though, during that match.
Oh, yeah.
Spinning heel
that,
kick.
That pretty much it was really the good. Only
well,
thing
Well, let's
we're
get
seeing.
To awards, then. We'll talk about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Andrew?
Oh, yeah. Let's do it. Bud. Let's do it.
Yeah.
So, who did you guys have for worst dressed?
I put The Miz, even though he was only on TV for about 2 seconds.
Just to look at Neville, was it? He was like, Neville.
But he still dresses like shit.
Now, it wasn't Renee.
No, it wasn't.
So, that I just put that.
Was it not Renee?
I was like, oh, she dressed normal.
I had Sheamus because it's funny, like when Seth Rollins was the corporate champion or whatever, you know, he didn't dress in a suit, but he still had clothes on.
Yeah.
And now it's like the new corporate champion, Sheamus basically coming out almost naked. Like, I'm just like, that's
like a
not.
Playgirl magazine, like with the title around his cock.
Yeah. I mean, he's got the mohawk, he's got the stupid, you know, braids on his beard. He just does not look corporate at all.
Yeah.
And it doesn't look good.
What about for best dressed, Drew?
Best dressed, I put the New Day because I liked their t-shirts.
I liked the dickhead. I liked the horses, the unicorns.
I liked the ponies.
Yeah,
I thought it was funny.
Their t-shirts are awesome. I've given them for a while. I really liked how Paige looked. She had the good combination of makeup to her face on this episode. You know, sometimes it's too little or too much. I thought she looked nice. Even though the segment with Cole was stupid, she looked good on the Titantron.
Sure.
You know, Andrew, I actually have a picture. I actually took a picture of Paige when she was speaking.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Are those
I didn't really get her face or her stomach.
Are those are those the peaks? Are those the peaks above?
The twin peaks?
Or could he go south?
Should he go south? That was a really good one.
Thanks. All right, fair enough. So, what about worst acting?
I had Stephanie.
Yep.
She's just terrible.
She is bad.
She's really just awful.
When she's coming out, like, what is she, dancing? She's doing weird arm movements.
I don't like Stephanie at all right now. And I used to like her a lot because I'm like a girl next door kind of guy. Like, I think that's hot. So when she was younger and got a boob job, I was all in.
Yeah, when she was younger. Now she looks like
when they were whoring her out. Like,
yeah. Now she looks like a China next door, you know? Like, yeah. Like not China, but
she's like
but
a soccer mom that kind of wants to be hot and isn't. Yeah. Honorable mention to Sin Cara when he was speaking through his mask. He sounded like a fucking idiot.
Yeah, but that's like when a mascot talks. That's great, you know. Just
Who'd you have for best acting, Andrew?
Best acting, I had The New Day. You know, they were entertaining,
very, very funny.
Yeah. What about you guys?
I actually didn't write anyone down. I didn't think
no
anyone
one deserving.
Was
no one really
good.
Stood out. Yeah, because you said New Day a lot. I just will say, Sheamus did make me laugh when he's like, I don't care what you guys say right now. I'm the freaking champion, and it's not taking the smile off my face. Right. So I thought, for a heel, I thought he was being kind of funny. But yeah, I'm kind of with Drew. No one really stood out. New Day's funny.
That's fine.
Yeah.
What about worst comment?
I had a few.
I had the Usos saying, whoa, 13 times. That was my worst. You have some choices, Drew?
Well, I'll give you my honorable mention, and then I'm going to take up a lot of time. I've been here in a while.
I earned this.
Yeah. So, honorable mention, when Paige is talking to Cole, she says, you have no idea about this world.
Yes!
I have no idea what that means.
She's 21 in real life.
I guess that explains it.
Is she that young?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Paige?
It's 21 or 22, but yeah.
What?
Yeah, she's no older than 22. Oh. I mean, seriously.
I thought I liked her. Now I love her.
Now I love her.
But my worst...
That's amazing. That's a great quote.
That's a good one. My worst comment, though...
Sorry, she's 23 still.
Oh, okay. Yeah, same thing. Still, yeah. My worst comment when Sheamus is talking about Reigns, and he says... You know, when Brutus stabbed Caesar, at least Caesar didn't roll over. He rolled over and then died like a man. And that was definitely my worst.
Yeah, that was
who said that against
stupid.
Sheamus?
That was Sheamus.
Yeah, that was. Oh yeah, that was great. He totally botched that.
Yeah,
that was great. What about you, Joe?
This is for worst comment.
Yeah,
yeah. I said Usos with.
The, oh yeah, yeah. Right, right. Mine was either Cole saying out of nowhere like three times, or when Paige did the PTO on Charlotte's not on the table.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what about best comment?
I had a couple of honorable mentions. First of all, I love when who looks stupid? Goes, who looks stupid now? And the fans all went in unison.
You.
That was funny. And then the yippee-ki-yay mother, and they cut him off. But Kofi said something and kind of tried to throw it away. And I fucking laughed out loud, and I thought it was freaking hilarious. Kofi's actually very funny when he throws those lines away.
Yeah.
Like my real character thing that you mentioned all that.
Yeah.
But the Usos say something in Spanish, and then... No, not the Usos. It must have been Sin Cara.
Sin Cara
said something in Spanish.
Oh, yeah,
translated,
and then Kofi...
And then they're running away. You don't have to translate! We speak Spanish!
they're running away. Yeah.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
So I thought that was good.
Yeah, mine was Kofi saying, this is not my character.
I really hate
country music sucks. I was like, yes, it does.
That was good.
Yeah.
Mine was, you don't have to translate it. We speak Spanish.
I totally
got it. So Kofi, unanimous win for best comment.
Yeah.
Nice.
I caught that too. I thought it was hysterical.
Fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
As he's running away, he's like, you don't have to translate. We speak
Spanish. Yeah. Yeah, that's good. All right, so... worst match.
Ooh. So is it not Henry Neville?
Yeah. Yes. Which means it also wins the other award too.
Well, I can give an honorable mention another one.
Yeah.
Another
award. Yeah. Actually, yeah.
Yeah. No, my worst match was Henry Neville.
I actually went Henry Neville. Yeah.
Yeah. Me too.
I wrote Henry Neville, but then I figured since we would do that the slow-mo match, I put Paige versus Charlotte is also another.
Slow-mo match. I did the Dudley Boys versus Wyatt and Harper.
Oh, that's a good one, actually. Yeah, that's a.
They were just taunting each other the whole time.
Yeah.
They're just like, you suck! Yeah. You suck! Ah! Like, we lost.
Damn it.
Yeah. What about best match?
I think the best match was obviously the Ziggler-Ambrose.
Yeah.
Owens.
The guys that everyone cares about and wants to see carrying the company, but they're just doing... Yep. Throw them all in one fucking match together.
Yeah, that doesn't mean anything.
It has no stakes.
Right.
Yeah, no. No stakes. Worst move?
I put Strowman's bear hug thing.
Yeah.
That's
Yeah,
that's all bad. That guy has to
that's
do,
one for us,
and he
one
can't
one
even
us.
Do it.
Right?
Like, he can't even do a bear
he
hug.
He can't even make that look interesting.
Yeah.
I had the Divas slap fight to start the Paige and Charlotte match.
So stupid.
Like, you look like you're on The Bachelor fighting for a guy. Come on.
I had Charlotte's failed spear through the ropes.
I wrote that down too.
Like, it almost
like
feels
almost like took her down. Yeah, as opposed to spearing her through it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Which should have been an oh my god moment. Instead, it was a oh my god.
Oh my god, it was so bad. Like when you just do the Divas slap, it just
bitch slap.
Yeah,
is what it was really.
Yeah, it just looks like you're fighting over a guy. Like this got so personal that now they're just two chicks who don't know how to fight. Like that's like
they forgot how to.
They forgot how to fight. They're such dames.
All the way down to the Neanderthal ways of
what about shopping. What about best move? Felt this one was not easy. There
it
wasn't
easy.
Really one that stood out.
I can go with the Rusev spinning heel.
That was really good.
He got so much air on that. It was really good.
Yeah. I gave it to Sasha Banks. She did a thing where she had Becky like suspended between the turnbuckles.
Oh, yeah.
And then she fucking like knees her down into the other turnbuckles and she's still hanging there. Like it's just looked really fucking cool.
It's a good move, yes.
Yeah.
I had Ambrose's dive outside the ring because he sacrificed his head for us.
Oh, yeah, man.
He did it for us, guys.
He's Jesus.
Viva la Ambrose. Worst moments? Carl's Jr. segment? Is there any?
Oh, yeah.
Is there any debate on that one?
No debate.
I did. That was horrible. But, like, when you talk about, like, a moment, a beat, like, this moment, Mark Henry's music hitting. That's when I.
Whoa!
That's right.
How did he get an entrance?
Yeah.
He got an entrance, but Ziggler, Kevin Owens, Dean Ambrose got like the last 10 seconds.
Before I saw the El Torito, the commercial thing, I have a similar one where just Sheamus is champ. Coming out because I hadn't seen it in so long. I was like, I've been gone for 2 months.
What does he even
fucking
say?
Sheamus is champ now. What the fuck happened?
Yeah, yeah. And again, does anyone know what he says when the spotlight hits him? He's like, He used to say like fella, but now I don't know what he says. Does anyone know?
Nobody cares.
Please tweet us. if you know, guys, if anyone knows.
Yeah.
In fact, tweet us what your best guess is. Tweet us.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I didn't have a best moment. I couldn't think of one.
Best moment?
I mean,
yeah, mine's totally blank.
Kind of by default, I just wrote New Day making fun of country music.
I guess. That's your fucking moment, though?
I had to write one, so I wrote
isn't that horrible?
It is. It's very...
It's pretty bleak.
So before we move on...
Let's move on.
I wanted to say that we did... we pretty much picked almost every match in the outcome.
Yeah, we did.
You and I picked the Wyatt family, hoping that they'd beat Kane and Undertaker. Otherwise,
everything
else
stupid of us.
We got right.
Yeah, we did.
We did say Reigns winning clean 75%.
Mm-hmm.
Sheamus running in 99%.
Oh yeah,
we did have those two on.
Well,
there.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
that was exact. I mean, the whole. Oh God. It was.
Oh God!
Oh God!
Oh, Jesus, he's coming! Christ.
Oh, here it comes! And again, the Reigns Ambrose match for the title at Survivor Series was like 5 minutes. It was like a five minute match, or 10 minutes if you like barely.
Yeah.
It was just so ridiculous.
Oh my God!
Yeah,
10 minutes for the title match. It was the shortest match of the night on Survivor Series.
Yeah.
Well, I guess Sheamus beating Reigns was less, but still.
Yeah.
All right, so let's move on to breaking WWE news. That's not really breaking, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So, you got Cena. You got Cena out. Rollins out. You know, a couple more people, including Cesaro, who is now out 4 to 6 months.
Yeah.
Because he had shoulder surgery.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Ouch.
It's a real
better shot. Hurry up and make Ziggler or Ambrose champion because they can actually carry the company.
Exactly. How is Ambrose not champion when the lack of talent on this roster right now?
They can't even give him a push when he's their only guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Who's the biggest face right now in the company?
Well, Reigns, I
who's
guess, with quotation marks.
Sheamus? Owens?
Sheamus?
Like, oh my God, you can't even...
Yeah.
It's just
but really not, because no one really likes Reigns. So, like, the company wants him to be the biggest face, but he's not. It's Ambrose. And the biggest heel would be Sheamus, but not really. It's more like Kevin Owens or the New Day.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the New Day. Yeah.
So, yeah. And also, the Road Dogg, Jesse James, who is a producer for WWE, defended Survivor Series to angry fans on Twitter. Like, really, just going over the top, talking about it's one of the best pay-per-views ever. He said, look, I'm a wrestling fan. If we're not your thing, check out something else. But you'll be back. I assure you, you'll be back. He sounds like a villain. Like, you'll be back. Oh, yes. So, chill out, Road Dogg.
Yeah, it's... there is nothing else to check out. That would be the problem. That's why a guy like Ambrose, like, he should be able to go to another company, and they can totally promote him as, like, their main guy, and he needs, like, and he had some kind of
leverage. What are you going to go to TNA where they can't even, like, pay you on time?
Yeah, like, and they're getting, like, aren't they getting canceled or some shit anyway?
Oh, yeah. It's not even worth talking about, like, for news.
Yeah.
So, some other news, Mick Foley was very upset about Raw.
Yep.
And he says he's going to start watching it. And he wrote this little thing. I'm going to try to get through it real quick. But he says, I'm going to quote an article from July 2014 called The Sad Case of Zack Ryder.
Yep.
In which I wrote, eventually people get tired of finding out that they're WWE superstars that they've supported with their cheers, their signs, their purchases, and their follows and their likes aren't real superstars. And they're like, and little by little, those fans lose interest in WWE, find other interest, and become former fans.
Derp.
I am one of those people on the verge of becoming a former fan. I'm tired of being told through Raw, SmackDown, and pay-per-views that the superstars I've rooted for, Ziggler, Cesaro, Kevin Owens, aren't top stars, no matter how strongly crowd reaction is. I'm tired of NXT stars getting their big break in WWE just to be treated like jokes.
Yep.
6 months ago, my son and I traveled 12 hours from Eastern Tennessee to Orlando, Florida to watch Sasha Banks wrestle Becky Lynch at NXT TakeOver, one of the greatest women matches of all time. Last night, when I believe was their first singles match on Raw, Sasha and Becky were given 4 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
At a time when WWE desperately needs to make new stars, when they give wrestlers with talent the opportunity to break through, they gave Sasha and Becky 4 minutes. I turned the channel. And watched a pretty good football game instead. I think they can get used to watching football games on Monday Night Raw again, or I can get used to.
Yeah.
I'll be watching Raw this Monday, maybe. As is often the case in relationships, they will give me just enough to remind me why I love wrestling, just enough to keep me coming back. Maybe they'll even give Sasha and Becky a rematch and a legitimate chance to show the world what they can do.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's just he's very upset, like we've always said. They're not letting the big guys go. And Drew and I were talking about this right before we started the podcast. Like, when big names like The Rock, you know, started being hilarious and cocky and stone cold, they pushed these guys right to the top because that's what the fans wanted. That's what the fans wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not doing that with the guys we're rooting for. Another great example is Damian Sandow. He was just primed to become this huge superstar when he was going to win the Battle Royal at WrestleMania. And no. They gave him a stupid fucking gimmick about the Macho Man Hogan thing. Then they got rid of Hogan because he said a bad word. And now he disappears from television for months.
Yeah.
And now he's back to his old heel gimmick, apparently, on Superstars.
Apparently.
Just freaking stupid. So thanks, Mick, for saying what we've been saying for a long
Yeah,
months.
More people listen to you. And by the way, the Sasha Banks and Becky rematch he wants so bad. They had a Paige versus Becky Lynch rematch.
Yeah,
a match on SmackDown. How did the Raw match end? A roll up, and Becky Lynch lost.
Yeah.
Yes,
Paige rolled up Becky Lynch for the win on SmackDown.
Of course, of course.
Yeah,
same thing. Let's get
sorry. Rumors. Spoiler alert! In case you guys would be shocked at that ending.
Yeah.
So I got some other things. Former WCW and TNA announcer Scott Hudson had a 2-hour conversation on a wrestling podcast, and he really ripped into Michael Cole and JBL. He said, well, Michael Cole sucks. That guy couldn't call a one-horse race. Unfortunately, the best announcer they have on Raw is Byron Saxton, and they don't let him show his stuff. JBL, he's terrible. He's horrible. They don't know what to do. But then again, I'll give Cole at least a little bit of credit in that he's doing what he's told. If he wasn't doing what he's told, he would be working for Joey Styles at the .com office. So, again, that's what everyone's thinking as well. And then... now it's official. We know why John Cena's gone. It was rumored that he was going to be doing this Fox TV show, and he is. WWE and John Cena announced that Cena's working with Fox for a new 10-episode reality competition called American Grit. And he tweeted, honored to host American Grit, a new TV series guiding 16 contestants through military and survival-themed challenges. and the winner has a chance. Oh, one team has the chance.
Show on the Who Gives a Shit channel right now.
Yeah, yeah. And Stone Cold had the Redneck Olympics or whatever the hell that was. Oh my goodness!
Did Jericho tried a game show where you jump off a building.
No, where you're gonna win like a piano or a new house, and then it falls off the building. It's yeah, so stupid.
And it fucking crashes.
And all right, so
hate us.
That's all for news. Let's move on to rumors.
Yeah.
Rumors!
Stone Cold versus Hogan at the next WrestleMania?
Maybe!
Shane McMahon's coming back to win the title!
I doubt it!
The Rock's coming back to wrestle full time?
Oh, please!
CM Punk to UFC is just a conspiracy.
Confirm!
All right.
Kennedy!
Yeah.
He's back.
He's back.
Kennedy.
Where? TNA?
You know Kennedy? Yeah, who's now Mr. Anderson on TNA? He is back because he was spotted in Atlanta, says an unreliable source.
With WWE?
Apparently he was spotted in Atlanta, and they were like, oh, he's at the Survivor Series pay-per-view. But nope, he was working for Luke Gallows'
Starbucks?
Wrestle America promotion and was not there for WWE.
Oh.
So there was a rumor that he was coming back.
Oh, no. So that's confirmed?
Confirmed.
Confirmed!
That's a rumor.
Stamp it. Confirmed. All right.
So I threw out a rumor and let you know it's bullshit.
So this one's already. This one's almost confirmed.
Yeah.
Mentioned Cesaro's gone.
Yeah.
Rollins is gone.
Yeah.
Cena's gone.
Big Show has a torn Achilles.
We hope.
Oh, no, he
No. Randy Orton.
That's Flair.
Looks like Randy Orton also needs shoulder surgery.
What?
Ooh.
And will also be out a long time.
Ah, he's listening to those voices again.
Gosh, they're in his head. They talk to him. They understand.
They understand. So he's out too.
Yeah. Jeez. Looks like it. And also, this has to do with Survivor Series. Apparently, WWE officials were still debating. I don't know what WWE officials. It should just say Vince. Were still debating what to do with the title match going into Sunday afternoon. The decision to have Sheamus cash in Monday and defeat Reigns was decided hours before the show began. While WWE still wants Reigns to win the title soon, you know, they don't want Reigns to win the title and still have people boo him. Well, that's, I guess he's never going to win the title because people are always going to boo him.
Well, but I mean,
sucks.
I think that they, I get it though. I can see if like they're like they keep fucking him over and he's against the authority.
Yeah.
That's like an easy way to at least get him some cheers and some crowd reaction.
Yeah, but it's pretty.
Yeah, they're
cheap,
right. If they give him the belt right now, they would hate him.
They should, like, yeah, when he wins the title the next night on Raw, they should just say only 12 and under are allowed in so that they really do get the pop that they want.
That's right.
Yeah! It'll be doo-doo. Yay! And then the parents have to sit in a sound booth where you can't hear them booing. So, yeah, like, they may be looking to build him up with angles and out-of-ring appearances before putting the title on him. No word yet on what's planned for Sheamus' reign as champion, but he should be expected to carry the title until at least Royal Rumble.
So
I can't see him keeping it past there. You can't have him defend the title at WrestleMania. He's not that big. I mean, he sucks.
So if you only had kids in the crowd,
yeah,
like hit Reigns' music.
Yeah. Doo 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 doo.
I saw that same rumor that he's supposed to only keep it till the Royal Rumble, which means
he
will beat Reigns at TLC or have a disqualification. But
you can't. Well, you can't. No, it'll just... The Euros will come and put him through a fucking table or some shit.
Yep.
I don't know. And then, so that's all for rumors, at least for media. You know,
yeah, that's it. Yeah.
That's all we got. Yeah. Fan questions. I sent the tweet out late because I got out of work late, so only had a few minutes for fans to send in their questions. But we got one from WWE blogger Diva again. She says, are Rusev and Barrett the new J&J security? The foreigner version?
They are. That's funny.
Looks like they are.
Yeah.
I guess so.
That's pretty funny.
And speaking of that, I guess Rollins is gone, but I do miss J&J security. They were the other, like the New Day's the only comic relief. They are the other comic relief.
Yeah, right.
They were both legitimately funny.
The R&B. Security?
R&B security.
Baby.
Yeah. baby.
I like you.
Yes. So, I guess we have a few weeks to build up the shitty TLC pay-per-view. Oh, I'm sorry. This actually goes as news. It's
this just in.
It's SmackDown spoilers. So, fast forward 30 seconds if you don't want to hear the SmackDown spoilers. But Dean Ambrose won a triple threat match against Tyler Breeze and Dolph Ziggler to become the number one contender for the Intercontinental Championship. This is right after he was in the WWE World Heavyweight Title Championship. Now he's going to fight Kevin Owens for the IC belt. Reigns is going to fight Sheamus for the World Heavyweight Title belt. So we'll see how that plays out, I guess.
Any other SmackDown stuff that... How did it... What was the main event?
That was the main event.
15 seconds to talk about it.
That was the main event.
Oh, that was the main event.
Yeah. The rest was all fucking turkey shit. Like, the New Day fought with the gobbledygooker.
No.
Yeah.
No.
What, are you and fucking serious? The gobbledygooker
came back?
The gobbledygooker, yeah, came back.
All right, that's enough. That's enough. 30 seconds.
No,
30 seconds.
Wait.
That's 30 seconds.
The gooker, fast forward more. The gooker was revealed to be Jey Uso. It says Jimmy Uso brought a naked, and it doesn't finish. I think they forgot to add in the recap.
He brought a naked.
He brought a naked turkey, maybe, and tied Xavier Woods the ring.
No, it was just a naked.
And then Jey Uso was in the... Oh, God.
All right.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, Jack Swagger fought Del Rio in a 9 title match. Yeah, the rest is not a big deal. Oh, gosh. So,
well,
yeah, that's all for the show. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast and check out our blog. Our podcast spiked. It's going good. Things are going good. Check out our blog, which has the memes of the week. What's wrong with WWE.blogspot.com. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at What's Wrong WWE. You could also listen to the show on YouTube at Shafted Cinema Pisano. And we're also on Patreon, so please donate. Please donate 69 cents again, and Drew will 69 another has-been wrestler that's now a prostitute.
I'll have no choice but to do that.
Patreon.com/What's Wrong with the WWE. And
watch our videos on YouTube. If you're watching TV in Houston, I'm currently starring in an Eco Park commercial. It started airing this morning.
Awesome.
I just used Eco Park.
Did you?
I did.
Very good.
Yeah.
I'm in a commercial of theirs right now.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So look for that.
I will.
And last but not least, guys, have a happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. Really. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yeah. What are you having for Thanksgiving, Drew? You having some turkey?
No.
You having some gobbledygooker?
You know what I'm going to have after I'm done with my turkey?
Yeah.
And I'm done with the stuffing?
Yeah.
And I'm done with the sods?
Yeah.
A couple hours later?
Yeah.
I'm going to go get me some blue ice cream.
Blue ice cream. You know what?
It's good ice cream.
People keep telling, keep saying on Twitter, they missed the Stone Cold voice. So, you know what I'm going to do for Thanksgiving? I'm going to have some turkey. I'm going to have one leg.
What?
Two legs.
What?
Three legs.
What?
A chicken breast.
What?
Shit my pants.
What?
Change my diaper.
You're old?
Yeah. And that's the bottom line, guys. So tune in next week for another episode of What's Wrong with the WWE. And we'll see you guys later.
All right.
Goodbye.
That's your ass. Oh, God.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.